One of the biggest environmental stories in the Bay right now is that of the Drake's Bay Oyster Company. It's an oyster farm in the Point Reyes National Seashore that's becoming the center of a nationwide debate over what it means to preserve wilderness. After the National Seashore was created in 1962, the oyster farm got a long-term lease to operate on the park land. That lease expired at the end of last year, and Interior Secretary Ken Salazar refused to renew it. Days after the announcement, Drake's Bay Oyster Company owner Kevin Lunny said news of the decision had devastated the local community.
This is a place of excitement and fun and people laughing and coming out to these picnic tables and enjoying themselves. And since that decision, people have been driving in, getting out of their cars in tears, hugging. I've been hugged by dozens and dozens of people that I don't even know. It's almost like a death in a family is what it feels like.
The Lunnies are fighting the order on the grounds that Congress intended the lease to be renewable and that the farm is an integral part of the regional economy. They took their case to court last week, asking a federal judge for an injunction that would keep the farm open during litigation. The courtroom was packed, both with supporters of the oyster farm and opponents, including Neil Desai of the National Parks Conservation Association.
This isn't their private property. They're not entitled to a new permit. This is our land. This is all of the listeners here. This is our land. We are taxpayers. We own this property. And the direction for this place is to become a fully protected marine wilderness, the only one in the continental U.S.
It's now up to a judge to decide whether the oyster farm can continue to operate. If she rules against the farm, it'll close its doors at the end of next month. We'll have more on this story on Cross Currents in the coming weeks.